You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Sorry. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, sorry, I missed like two or three or something.
You've deigned to join us on this Tuesday morning.
I don't even remember.
Well, whatever have we done to be graced by your presence?
I don't even remember why I couldn't do the last few, but whatever. I'm here now, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't you lucky?
We are.
No, just you.
Oh.
The audience, you know, they could take like, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, hi.
Yeah. No, I'm good. My doctor insists that I not spend as much time talking to myself as I normally do, so this is actually really healthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is good. That is good. Although, I don't know, I was hearing you're going off about Taylor Swift last time or something. I don't know.
I was, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, even I'm not here and you just go into sexism mode, so.
I think it was a very measured and considered criticism of this new record that I have not listened to.
Yeah. He wants to watch the little bald guy on YouTube talk about it. So
Anthony
that tells
Fantano.
You all you need to know about toxic masculinity over here. Dog is chewing, but
yes,
you know.
Forgive. We are recording in a novel location, and he's very excited.
And there's a basket full of toys.
Yeah.
So,
but
anyway.
I think all of the squeaky ones are elsewhere, so we should be okay. That one's got a bell in it. But we just heard Sunkill Moon with their track Carry Me, Ohio. Shall we just dive right into the rest of our show?
Yeah,
just
of course.
Go right into our post-Thanksgiving program?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of promotion for this Coeur de Pirate album.
Yes. This is brand spanking
new. In that,
new.
Like, they're actually doing the, like, wheat paste. You know, and like when you go by like a construction zone and there's like a repeat poster, like
all
they
the
do
way
like
down.
Eight times or whatever. They've been a lot of Coeur de Pirate pictures.
Cool.
So, anyway, I gotta listen to this.
So I'm
excited to dive in.
This is the title track off the newer Coeur de Pirate track. It's called Cavale?
Who knows?
French folks.
Où iras-tu? Où iras-tu quand les regrets reviendront? Que deviens-tu? Que deviens-tu si tu nies toujours la fin?
Superspecies, this world was made to test us.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You can also listen to us, of course, on CFRC.ca. Go into the archives, check out our program schedule, volunteer opportunities, all sorts of good stuff on CFRC.ca, and any Radio Canada radio listening apps. From your various Apple or Android storefronts, digital storefronts that you love to peruse.
Yeah.
We just heard Sturgill Simpson. Sorry, is something funny?
I'm just laughing at myself. I'm like a Beastie Boys. I'm just like, you say stuff and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're my hype man.
Yeah. I do that a lot. Okay. Anyway.
Try it out. Try it out with this. We just heard Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean by Sturgill.
World Is Mean.
By Sturgill Simpson.
Sturgill Simpson.
Before that, we heard Miserable Weekend. Cordata. Sorry, I was waiting for you there.
You gotta just do your thing, okay. And I'll chime in.
Sure. And at the top,
Cordata.
At the top, we heard Gourd of Pirates with her new track, Caval or Cavale, perhaps.
Perhaps. All right, I'm done. Okay, we listened to the new Geese record.
I've been teasing our review of this record for 2 weeks because, again, a certain co-host just didn't want to
Sorry, I didn't
show
know that
up.
This was going to be accompanied by hype. I need to listen to it a few more times then. I have listened to it one time through, which I feel like the first time you listen to an album is never like the fairest reading of it, because you're getting acquainted. You're getting oriented. Like, you're not going to like it as much as you do when you listen to it. Yeah, five times. So, grain of salt, but it is no 3D Country.
Yes, which was their second record, which came out last year.
2 years ago now, I think.
No, I'm pretty sure it was last year.
Okay, well, it is not as good as that one. On my first listen, it just...
This is their third record, which came out like 3 weeks ago. It's called Getting Killed, which is a great title.
It just feels a little... sloppy.
It's in a little slight.
Yeah. What I loved about the second Geese record is like it feels like a rock album still, and like garage rock and really cool and still,
and like 70s sort of, like they've got all these like soulful backup
singers.
But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like it's still like a cool rock record, but also the production value felt really high. Like they had like so many backing vocals, backing instrumentation. Like the songwriting was just really unique, and they did a bunch of like fun stuff with their voice and all these little like riffs, and just like each song felt like really thoughtful.
Yeah.
Whereas this record, again, like first listen, so they all kind of blend together, but it just sounded like him
a little samey.
Doing sort of like drone singing over the whole thing.
And like, not as like lyrically complex.
Yeah.
There's like Cobra I really liked, which we've played before. Taxes is also really good.
Taxes is good, yeah.
A lot of it is just like, oh, like I love you, or we're changing, you can change, I forgive you. But it's just like, you know. Sentimental almost.
I don't know, I couldn't hear the lyrics very much. We listened to it in the car. I'm just going off of like the song writing. Like I felt like the riffs and hooks weren't as good, like I don't know, but I still did enjoy it. Like I love Geese. I think they're like literally one of my favorite bands making music right now. Like they're so good.
Yeah, they're real good.
So this is like, I'm still saying this as like, this is still amazing. Like I love their music. It's just like my hopes were so high, and I don't think it's there yet, but maybe I'll come back after 10 more listens and say, you know what, this is the greatest album of all time. I just never think that I will like it more than their
3D
previous
country
record.
Yeah, yeah.
But
where do you place this with regard to Cameron Winter's solo record that he put out this year?
Yeah, I would need to listen to that again too. I don't remember being wowed by that. I really, really like Geese as a band. So I don't know. I just felt like his solo record was like missing stuff for me. But the songs were good. Like I like that he's getting hype. Like they are great musicians. Like, they're very cool. But
there's been a lot of think pieces like, oh, is Geese saving rock and roll? Which, you know, again, I think I made this joke last time, but like, you know, it's the patient's been dead for a while.
And also, like, I'm gonna say, like, I love them as a band. I love their music, but I did see them live and I was not blown away, but they were at a weird venue and they were an opener, so I need to go and see them like on a headlining tour in like an actual good concert venue. Apologies, also we're in a house full of dogs, they're all barking.
It's Thanksgiving, folks. We had to come home for the holidays.
We are at our familial homes this weekend.
So we're gonna play Bow Down. This is the track that we liked that wasn't one of the singles that we've already played you. Bow Down, Geese, from Getting Killed.
Maria's dead bones.
I'm sorry that I never called you back. Sorry that I didn't ask you how you doing after all of that. I'm sorry that I just can't take it back. No, I'm sorry I've been on the road. I want us back. I just want a nice boy or a girlfriend to hang out with me. We could go downtown to dinner and a late movie. Call it a love song for someone.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Kingston by Faye Webster. It's an all-time classic for this show. We just love playing that song. Before that, we heard the most Canadian track of all time. That was La Ra with Sorry. Folks, because we like to say sorry, because we're polite. And at the top, we heard Geese with their track Bow Down off of their new record, Getting Killed.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the country turn in all genres right now.
The westernification of especially pop music, but all
every
genres.
Every genre. Is this a recession indicator?
I would say so.
Is this a fascism indicator?
I would also say this.
Or is it just that everyone is like me and has discovered the joy of line dancing, and now that's the only hobby or thing they want to ever do?
In which case, then hooray. This
is the opposite of a problem. This is just like worldwide. We're all like kumbaya, holding hands, like in a line.
Well, we recall the TripAdvisor ad where the Japanese ladies go to Nashville.
Exactly. Literally. Okay, if you haven't gone line dancing, like, I don't know what you're doing.
But let's cite some sources here, because like the new Sabrina Carpenter record, has some pretty twangy moments.
And you compare that to her like first non-Disney record, which is more hip-hoppy.
R&B-ish.
Just general pop, I feel like. Now it's way more country. We were watching SNL this weekend, and this man named Role Model was on it.
Oh, my God.
He was at one point apparently a white rapper. Now he is a country pop guy.
Also look at, say, Post Malone, Jelly Roll.
Exactly, literally.
All of these failed white rappers who then turned...
Machine Gun Kelly. Has he done a country song?
A song with Jelly Roll last year.
Oh, okay, yeah. See? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Did they get yelled at for being white rappers, or are they just like...
I think it's just that they found no success.
Yeah, and country's just like a huge market, I guess. Everyone loves country now. I don't know. Even like some of our biggest pop stars, like Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, one of the most fascist artists we have, Chapel Roan,
ridiculous.
Is singing about Saskatchewan.
But I mean, like, what are we even... I mean, this is probably nothing new. Taylor Swift was a country artist, you know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, country to pop is, a more common jump as opposed to the opposite.
Yeah, it's like gospel to something. You know, you start in your weird little niche thing, and then you become a pop artist. But now... Everyone's going to
And what about this, like, this Ordinary track, I think, is also emblematic of the current era that we're in, where, like, a lot of songs are, like, less afraid of, like, explicitly Christian topics and values. The Angels Up in the Clouds, this song is horrible. Or remember that old Bieber track, Holy, 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 where he's an oil worker?
That is so dumb. That was like, that era of Justin Bieber, like, I can't. That was so cringy. Also, Yummy was
Don't you want to know how Hailey Bieber tastes?
Oh my God, stop.
That's all I think about.
Ew, okay. Whatever. Yeah.
But the question is like this sort of countryification, is it bastardizing country music? Is it again a fascist or recession indicator? Why is Morgan Wallen so big right now? I think it's like the cultural pendulum. It just swings back and forth.
I just like, I don't want to hear it unless everyone's line dancing. Like,
yeah.
Get on your boots, everyone.
That's right. Yeah, you've got to walk the walk if you want to talk the talk, as it were.
Me, who was like in high school, I was like, I link every genre except for country. Now I'm like, I literally bought cowboy boots. So you know what? I am part of the problem. Yeah. I love country music.
I'm the first one.
What can
one,
I say? Like,
I'd be the first one
genre.
To say that you're part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I don't know. It's just interesting. It's interesting. But I feel like... It's just, and then the more I think about this, the more I'm like, genres are not really real.
Yeah. Like genres are a marketing tool.
Yeah, like rhythm and blues and rock and country all have like such similar like roots and like blues, you know, like there's similar like instrumentation on all of them. I'm honestly finding it hard to even be like, this is a country song versus like an R&B song versus a rock song versus a pop song. Like they're all like... you know, they have guitars.
Yeah. Like, and like this like role model guy who is on SNL, like this Sally track, I'm sure you've heard it. It's horrible. But like it's got the most like half butt guitar or slide guitar you've ever heard in your life. It's like they're like, oh my God. And you watch the guy like diddling around on the strings and it's just like he's plucking two things. It's just so...
Yeah, I honestly do feel like this ties into the new Taylor Swift album, which is funny because she was country and now this album is like 0% country. But it is 100% football Christmas, which is like country gives me the same energy.
American simpleton.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Everyone is like the heartland.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we nag on Taylor Swift like a little bit more?
Sure.
Obviously, this is okay. It's part of her doing. She's definitely leaned into this marketing wise, but like the idea of like she's this like Machiavellian. I think she literally calls herself Machiavellian in one of the songs.
Okay,
like she's like this genius who like is seeding all of these like secret codes and ideas. But then when she's like hanging out with like MAGA chuds, everyone's like, oh, she's not a genius. She's just a girl. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't understand politics. It's like, pick a lane.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did see something funny that was her being like, oh, I really love like the kind of writing where I'm like using metaphors and you really have to like think about what it meant. And it's because she like used the word like mahogany instead of wood or something. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's as like really you need to think about it as much as you're implying.
Yeah,
but
she's a real T.S. Eliot.
Whatever. I do think she has great songwriting in some points of her career. I just don't think that's the current moment. But yeah, as one review I read, maybe you already talked about this, that was like, does it have to be good? Is it not enough that she's happy?
I did talk about that. Yeah.
That killed me. What are we doing? Why aren't there critics anymore? Why is your options like me and I'm stupid? So, okay.
Well,
whatever.
That's why we're here, folks. We'll give you the skinny as it is.
Okay, we're gonna play some song with a little twang in it.
Yeah, from someone that I wasn't expecting it from. It's Eves Jarvis. This is Man in His Pomp.
My friends all say that I go get myself set straight before that clock runs out. Better stop messing about. Aimless and just kicking the can. Can I just listen to some mere man telling us what he suggests? And so snide, no less. Why do my troubles remain? I've had my share. I'm gonna drive top down in the fast lane with the wind blowing through my hair. I'm not a single care. My parents say, gotta settle your debts and pay. Wait till they find out that it's more than I could count. Why do my troubles remain? I've had my share. I'm gonna drive top down in the fast lane with the wind blowing through my hair and not a single care.
A seconds turn these minutes into hours of the day. While these doubles drive the dollar.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard my co-host's favorite song of all time, Suffering Jukebox.
Oh my god, I hate this song!
I love this song.
It's so bad.
It's by the Silver Jews, folks.
And it's bad.
It's my soul laid bare for you,
god.
And that's why you can't stand it.
It's just the singing is so grating. I don't think I've ever, like, really had such a problem with the song you've played all the time before. This is, like... You know what? Let's move on. Okay, before that, we heard Wreck by Nico Case. And at the top, we heard Man in His Pomp by Yves Jarvis. Okay, the AI actress thing. Guys, we got to stop it. This is not good. I don't like it. I don't like it. The AI actor's name is Tilly Norwood.
Yes.
I feel like you've probably heard about it at some point. It's been the past few weeks.
She's created by some Dutch woman, Eileen van der Velden.
Yeah.
Which apparently the Dutch are like all in on AI, which like the Dutch are typically at the forefront of the most evil things that humanity has ever.
Yeah, we can't listen to them.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Although, they went off with bikes. And
they did not invent bikes.
I know, I'm just saying, they love bikes. And they
I can't wait until all their dikes fail and the Netherlands just sinks into the sea where it belongs.
No, they have a super great urbanism. So go Netherlands for that. Other than that, stop it. We don't want any of your ideas.
Yeah.
But please, the city planning, actually, we do want everyone in positions of power in city planning in North America. You need to listen to them. Okay. This little AI lady, I don't like it. every actor on planet Earth does not like it. It's obviously a labor issue for them.
Yeah, SAG put out a big statement.
Yeah, because now, okay, we have this like actress that just looks 22 forever and has no complaints about anything or labor demands or anything like that. Can be made to do literally whatever anyone wants.
And, like, apparently several, like, Hollywood talent agents have been bidding for the rights to represent her. Which, like, what does that even mean, man? You're licensing software.
Yeah. I don't get it. Also, the person that invented her, like, because there's been so much backlash, was like, no, it's like I'm inventing a new tool to use, just like how we have CGI in movies, and we didn't used to have CGI, and it doesn't replace human actors, but it's like another tool to use in filmmaking. And they're like, AI actors shouldn't be judged against real actors. They should be judged against other AI actors. And I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Like, what software would you run it on that they would all be running on their own software? Like they're
people
not
just
real.
Want to suck the soul out of every... anything that like people enjoy, they're like, how can we make this as terrible and plastic and inhuman as possible? However, I do have a counterpoint here by Tyler Cohen. This is from the Free Press. Tyler Cohen is a professor of economics, and he writes, "My favorite actress is not human. Tilly Norwood doesn't need a hairstylist, has no regrettable posts, and if you wish to see a virgin on screen, this is one of your better chances." excuse me, sir?
He must be doing a bit. I mean...
He's not. I looked through his like other articles. He writes about how he wishes more people were virgins a lot. It's one of his big hang-ups.
What? Oh, okay.
This guy went to Harvard.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need to listen to this man. But yeah, I just like, I don't understand a world in which we would be like, even like critiquing the acting, because it's like, not acting. It would be like whoever's writing all the prompts. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
and it's just like, it's the acting of like however many thousands of hours that
also,
you've trained it
like
on.
It's like stolen labor for the people they trained it on. But yeah, it also like looks like a mash of Anna de Armas and Emilia Clarke. Like, it's just like, oh, like, yeah, just, you know, the like, oh, we're gonna make, and also like, did this take effort to make? I don't care if this woman is saying
no.
It took effort to make. You just like,
no,
this like the actress lady looks exactly like whenever someone is like using like the image generation AIs and they're like, pretty woman doing this. Yeah. It looks exactly like that. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even look unique, like, anyway.
Pretty woman, not pepper spraying me on site.
Just, yeah, also, like, they wouldn't probably do this with a man, you know, like, it's make, just, like, because men are usually, like, wanted to be...
Well, we're easier like, to work with.
Well, no, oh my god, no, well, just, like, men are allowed to, like, look normal and in movies and like be ugly or old.
I would say decreasingly
anything.
So, but I do agree with you.
Yeah, but for women, it's like 0% allowed.
Totally.
Just, ugh, this is annoying. And I love movies and I hate when bad things happen to the movie industry.
Yep.
So this is a bad thing and I don't like it. And you know what? I do hope that some giant company pays like $10 billion for it, and then like they try to put in a movie and it just like crashes spectacularly.
That would be awesome.
Like,
I
really
would really
hope that
like
happens.
That.
So, whatever.
Ta-ta, Tilly.
Yeah, exactly.
Up next, folks, we've got Rio Statix and Kevin Hearn with The Inland Sea. I thought this was actually kind of a really moving and beautiful song.
Nice.
It's all about the Great Lakes. Like, each verse is about a different Great Lake, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
I'm a Great Lake supremacist, as this has been well established.
Oh, and I also want to say I got my Tilly Norwood info from Impact.
Oh,
just
thank you.
Not plagiarizing here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rio Statix, The Inland Sea.